May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be always acceptable unto you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. The coronation hall is prepared. We have rolled out the red carpet, and all the greatest of the kingdom are here in this place. Soon he will enter in, the oracle of David, the root of Jesse, the oracle of the man whom God anointed, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the favorite of the strong one of Israel. John will anoint him in the waters of the Jordan. He comes, the well-beloved Son, the Alpha and the Omega, robed in righteousness and crowned with radiant joy. We have prepared for him his dais and his throne. But his kingdom is not from this world. For this he came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to his voice. In the Hebrew, to listen to one's voice is to obey them. Obey him who loves and freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. My brothers and sisters in Christ, today marks the culmination of this church year in the feast of the reign of Jesus Christ. We are some of those privileged few, those invited to celebrate God's reign, those who know that Jesus has already taken his throne on the cross and through it ascended to the right hand of God. The kingdom is here. We are it, and it is in us. My question for us today is, what do we do with this privilege, this power? If we are members of this kingdom, invited to share in the whole life of Christ, birth and death, ascension and return, then how do we obey? How do we listen to the sound of Jesus' voice? Often in the roar and bustle of my own life, it seems impossible for me to hear Jesus, let alone to listen. I doubt many of us are comfortable with an imperative to obey. If we were to hear, to listen, and yes, even to obey, then we would have to know what Christ's truth is. What is the truth testified by Christ's journey with us? How are we to love and free our neighbors as this priesthood of all believers, serving Christ's own God and Father? What will we do with our power as citizens of this kingdom? Every morning, I work at Easton Hall Conference Center over at CDSP. The first thing I do at 7 a.m. is to go outside and pick up the New York Times off the front steps. For the last week and a half, when I have placed the paper on the foyer table so the title and the headlines are visible from the front door, I have been inundated by enemies' step-up attacks. Tel Aviv threatened by missile strikes. Hamas militants bombard Gaza through night. Destruction and death tolls rise for both sides in Israel. Negotiations end in bloodshed and tensions high after ceasefire. I turn on the lights, I walk down the hall, and I input reservations and accounting data until my shift ends. I can, and I do, allow the deaths of thousands of the kingdom of God, Jewish, Muslim, and Christian alike, to fade into the white noise of my routine. Are Israelis and Palestinians my neighbors? Can I love and free them? Is it in my power? It is far easier to exert my privilege. I do not fear that a TOW missile will come breaking through the ceiling and smite me down mid-sermon like a wrathful God. I do not fear that my loved ones or my home will not be there on my return. I can let the evils done in spite of or even on behalf of my God fade to white noise because they are so big, so distant, or so heavy that I cannot imagine the faith required to obey. This is a privilege. I do not have to deal with the problems of the world. Here in Berkeley, we just voted down Proposition S, allowing the homeless and the traveler to sit or lie down on the street without fear of arrest. However, this only came by a 2% majority. Berkeley stands divided on whether or not it will support those who lose their homes to tragedy. Unemployment or foreclosure may be less visible than a missile strike, but for those affected by them, they are no less horrific. This congregation supports the Berkeley Food and Housing Project. They offer overnight shelter and warm meals to men and women. The operation is run by people like most of us, well-housed, well-educated, and well-paid. However, something is wrong with the shelter. Those who have worked there encounter folk who would rather sleep in a shop entrance than in a shelter bed. Why is this? Because only 53 beds are offered and many more are needed? Because on a cold night, it takes a referral and a photo ID to get a roof? Because they only allow those over 18 to use the shelter, so someone has to stay on the street with the youth? It can be just as hard to listen to the true desires of the poor and destitute among us as it is to hear across seas and continents in Gaza. This is, again, a privilege, a power. But the homeless are just like us, members of God's kingdom. In fact, most of us, many of us, are just one paycheck away from being homeless ourselves. Or at least I know I am. I struggle between the self-imposed poverty I face as a student and Jesus' call to help the other. Never in my life have I earned an annual wage above the poverty line. But still, I have never feared for a roof over my head. I recognize my social capital is an unfair advantage. My church and my upper middle class extended family will not allow me to live as the other. Sometimes I am guilty. Sometimes I am grateful. And other times I have volunteered at the Salvation Army, so at least I can earn my handouts. It is easy not to help those we cannot conceive of how to help. It is easy not to help those whom we can overlook in the shadows of the street. How, though, can we ignore Billy, whom Reverend Burchard invited to our wedding feast? How can we ignore our own family that is homeless by flood? How can we not see that home or no home, we are still members of God's kingdom, all invited to the feast, and yes, there will be cake. Soon he will enter in, the oracle of David, the root of Jesse. We are all grafted to this line, a family as numerous as the stars. He comes, the well-beloved Son, the Alpha and the Omega, robed in righteousness and crowned with radiant joy. But his kingdom is not from this world. For this he came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to his voice. Jesus calls us all to be priests serving his own God and Father. Jesus calls us all to love and free our neighbors, known and unknown. Jesus calls us to obey his justice, fearing God, that we may be like the light of morning, like the sun rising on a cloudless morning, gleaming from the rain on the grassy land. Be a light in the world, that the sun's rain of love and freedom may shine on all people. Obey him who loves and freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom. Priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia.